Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to get this hour started. We're ready for the NFL. We're ready to see some games in the NFL. And just think, the Browns start next week. Let's get some more insight into what's going on around the league with Sheil Kapadia from The Athletic. And again, he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Sheil. How are you doing? Good to talk to you again.
What's up, guys? Doing well. How you doing?
Good. We're pumped for football. I got to tell you, we're super excited, and we're trying to figure out, as we look at the Browns roster left and right, where on paper it looks very, very exciting. We're trying to go through it with a fine-tooth comb to figure out where the pitfalls could be in this Browns roster, and should we legitimately be pumped for what we're about to watch here over the next couple weeks?
Yeah, I think big picture, they are set up to be an exciting team for sure. If you look at the personnel and you expect them to rebound in some areas where they had issues last year, Baker Mayfield taking care of the football better, Myles Garrett getting him for an entire season. What's interesting with these teams that have new head coaches is that there's just a lot of mystery, you know, like it's just very hard. You look at some of the teams like the Saints and the Ravens and the Chiefs, and they have so much continuity across the board from play callers on both sides of the ball and head coach and starting quarterback. And then you look at some teams that had new coaches like the Browns, and, you know, they don't have that same continuity, but that doesn't mean, you know, they very well could see or should see an upgrade at head coach. So I think it's going to be fascinating to watch. I think regardless, they're going to be a fun team to watch this year.
Sheil, let me go outside of the roster for a second and to the guy who put it together in Andrew Berry. You know, he was with the Browns, went to Philadelphia for a very short period of time and came back. You covered the Eagles. You have contacts in Philadelphia. What was that like in Philadelphia for a year with Andrew Berry? Was he an influence? Was he just there for a year and dashed? Or what was that little stint like for him and for the Eagles?
Yeah, it was a short amount of time. You know, it wasn't a position where he had a big say on the roster or anything, but he certainly was a part of it. You know, you would see him around. My interactions with him have been positive. Everything I've heard about him has been very positive. So I think he comes from kind of that dual background where part of it certainly is, you know, analytics and forward thinking and those types of things. But he also comes from a scouting background and knows that end of it too. So on paper, I really like him. And I really thought he had a great offseason, to be honest. When I'm looking at all the teams in the NFL and I look at what the Browns did in the draft and just sort of the process behind a lot of their decision making, I thought a lot of their moves really made a lot of sense. So I think the Browns are in good hands. It may take a little bit of time, but I really trust him as somebody who's going to make smart, forward-thinking decisions for that organization.
Sheil, with some of the additions that the Browns made this year, Jeff and I talk about this all the time, this is a no-excuse offense for Baker Mayfield. I mean, there shouldn't be any excuses for him this year, right? And the Browns front office did pretty much everything you possibly could want for Baker Mayfield, the way his talents are laid out, and what they can do to make him a better quarterback. Do you see the same thing, or do you see deficiency there?
No, I think 100%. I think if you take a look at the 32 starting quarterbacks and say which ones are best positioned for success, I think he's definitely in the top five. You know, it might be the top six, seven, or I'm sorry, he's definitely in the top 10. It might be the top six, seven, or eight. But, you know, they went out aggressively, addressed their offensive tackle situation, should have two good starters there. You look at just the pass-catching weapons that Baker Mayfield has. I mean, between Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry, signing Austin Hooper, you know, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt out of the backfield. I mean, that is ahead of most teams in the NFL. So, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. He's going to have a good run game to help him out. And then a little bit of the mystery will be what kind of offense, you know, I think we know a little bit about what Kevin Stefanski's going to do. You're going to see multiple tight ends. You're going to see heavy play action. But one thing about offensive coordinators who work under defensive-minded head coaches like Kevin Stefanski did under Mike Zimmer is that it's never fully their offense. You know, Mike Zimmer is telling him, this is how we want to play. This is how we're going to win. And so he was one of the most run-heavy play callers in the NFL last season. Now, is that part of his makeup? Is that what he wants to do? Or was he just sort of adapting to what the head coach wanted to do? You know, we're going to kind of get a good gauge of that probably in the first 3-4 weeks of the season.
And Sheila, along with that, Gary Kubiak's there in Minnesota with him. And we know Gary Kubiak loves to run the football. So I'm kind of curious as to what kind of an influence the Zimmer, you know, being a defensive guy, head coach, had, and Kubiak. So I think that point that you just made is right on the money. Even though we assume what we're going to see here, is that really what we're going to see here?
Absolutely. And, I mean, Kubiak has probably been one of the smartest offensive coaches if you just look at his influence in the league over the last 20 years. I mean, all these guys, the Kyle Shanahans, the Sean McVays, all these guys running that scheme where it's a lot of runs under center. It's a lot of play action and bootlegs off of that. I mean, that is really the core of those schemes, and you're seeing it spread throughout the league, and you're seeing a lot of teams have success with that. But you're right. I mean, Stefanski had Kubiak right there with him, and so how much of it was in his influence? But I do think it's a big positive when a guy has worked under different types of offensive schemes and can kind of mold those together and come up with his own formula for what he thinks is going to work. And that's obviously what Stefanski is tasked with here. I can tell you one thing about that Vikings offense last year. I'm looking up some numbers for some stuff I've been writing. No team was better at the screen game than that Vikings offense last year. Kirk Cousins had like 450, 500 yards on the season just with running back screens. And so certainly that's something you can expect to see in Cleveland, and you can expect them to execute those really well.
Huh. Hey, size up the AFC North for me, and do you think with the expanded playoffs they will get 3 playoff teams this year?
I think the Ravens are definitely the favorites in that division. I don't think I'm going out on a limb there. I think if you look at all the betting markets, they're 1 or 2 in terms of Super Bowl odds, and for good reason. I mean, 10 of 11 starters returning on offense. You're returning your head coach, your offensive play caller, your defensive play caller. So, you know, they'll take a step back in some areas. Statistically, it's just really hard to go 14-2 in back-to-back years. You have to have good luck. You have to have things go your way. And so I think they'll experience some regression there, but I still think they're going to be in first place. And the Steelers are one of the hardest teams to peg, to be honest, in the NFL, because I think they're sort of a high variance team where if you're asking me to name, you know, 6-7 teams that can win the Super Bowl, I think they're on that list, but man, they're counting on some things. And one of them is a 38-year-old quarterback coming off of elbow surgery. And so you never know how that's going to go. I think they've got 4 starting offensive linemen who are 30 years or older. So there's just a lot of different ways where that thing can go. And then, you know, depending on that, how that happens, I think the Browns are looking at a 2nd or 3rd place there in the AFC North. You know, I think they've got a ceiling that could be double-digit wins, and then I think they've got some challenges in a shortened offseason where you're expecting some young guys to play. You're bringing in a new offensive play caller, a new defensive play caller. I mean, those things, I think, are really going to matter right now. So could they get 3 teams in? Yeah, I mean, with the expanded playoffs, you got 7 teams from each conference. I right now am not picking them to make the postseason. I think I've got them at 8-8 for the season and kind of just missing out on the playoffs. But, you know, they're right in the mix there.
Sheila, the answer to this question might be both, but give me your thoughts. More fascinating thing to watch this year: Tom Brady in Tampa, Cam Newton in New England with Bill Belichick.
That is a tough one. I think if I were to name one, I think I would say Cam Newton. You know, Brady, I think, is in a really nice situation. They've got great wide receivers. You know, they've got a really good, obviously, offensive coach in Bruce Arians. They've got a tight end. Like, they've got pieces to succeed there. So I don't think there's this, like, low floor where Tom Brady is a disaster and that's like a 6-win team. I mean, I just don't see it there in Tampa. Now, Cam Newton is just a totally different story. I feel like he's in a really tough position to succeed in New England. I know he's got an all-time coach there in Belichick. But, man, if you look at their offensive talent, in my opinion, it's among the worst in the league. I mean, I'm talking bottom five, six, seven in the league there. So he's going to, you know, they're going to have to be creative with what they're scheming up. He's going to have to, at times, put the offense on his back. And so that one could really go in a number of different ways. And I think just seeing sort of Cam Newton in a Patriots uniform, seeing someone other than Tom Brady at lining up at quarterback for them, I think if I had to choose one, that's probably the one I'm a little bit more fascinated with.
Sal, look into your crystal ball. Tell me what we'll be saying about Odell Beckham Jr. at the end of the season.
Oh, man, I wish I had a great answer for this one. You know, I think I'm a little gun-shy because last year going into the season, I was really bullish on the Browns and I was really bullish on Odell Beckham. I thought, man, he's going to go from Eli Manning, who was completely cooked, to Baker Mayfield, who's this quarterback on the rise, and it's just going to be like night and day for him. And he's going to light the league on fire. Like, I thought he might have, you know, led the league in receiving yards. And so it's always hard the following year after you get burned by something like that. But I would say I'm still pretty bullish on him. I mean, it was a bad year. He had injury issues. They obviously weren't on the same page with stuff. The whole organization was having issues. And what, he still had over 1,000 yards. So if he can do that in that environment, now if you bring some competency to it, if the offensive line is better, you've got some more weapons. I think I'm buying Odell Beckham stock. I think he can have a really good year this season.
How about Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt? How does that split happen?
You know, I did a piece on The Athletic with predictions for each team, and I predicted that Nick Chubb leads the league in rushing yards. I know people are worried, you know, Kareem Hunt's going to come in and take this big chunk out of his workload. You know, this is something that happens every August where coaches – and fans and us as media, we look at all these things and say, hey, the team's going to spread the ball around or it's going to be a timeshare. And then you get into like the third quarter of a game and Kevin Stefanski or whoever is calling plays there and they say, Nick Chubb's been lighting it up for us. Like, don't take Nick Chubb off the field. That you always see that happen with coaches. And so I just think this guy is one of the great home run hitters we've got in the league. He can make people miss. He can do a lot of different things. And so I think he's going to get a heavy workload, I would say. You know, he's going to be up there among the league leaders in rushing. And I would say I would expect Kareem Hunt's role to maybe not be as big as a lot of other people might think.
Sheil, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Looking forward to reading your stuff in The Athletic and as you cover the NFL. Thanks, Sheil. We always love having you on. Great conversation.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you,
Sheil.
All right,
make sure you're reading Sheil Kapadia in The Athletic. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.